Your 8 o'clock news is read by Brian Jennings.
Gardaí are investigating what they believe is a credible threat to the Taoiseach Simon Harris and his family. The threat to Mr. Harris was posted on social media at the weekend. In a statement this morning, Mr. Harris described the threat as unacceptable in every way. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
Gardaí commenced a criminal investigation after they were alerted by the Taoiseach that he and his family had been threatened on social media. The investigation is being conducted by Gardaí from Wicklow and the specialist units, including the National Cybercrime Bureau and the Special Detective Unit, which investigates threats to national security and violent political extremism. Detectives have been in contact with Meta. It's not the first time Simon Harris has been threatened on social media, but Gardaí say they're concerned about the violent nature of this threat, which includes members of his family. Protesters have also previously turned up outside his home in County Wicklow, where his wife and two young children also live, and bomb threats have also been made. The Taoiseach described the threats as unacceptable in every way. In a statement this morning, he said that while threatening people is a crime, threatening children is despicable cowardice and a line that no decent society should tolerate being crossed. Garda headquarters confirmed the matter is under investigation but would make no further comment.
The Afghan Interior Ministry has said over 620 people have been killed after an earthquake struck the east of the country. The magnitude 6 quake struck the province of Kunar, leaving more than 1,500 injured. Substantial damage has been reported, with 3 villages in the province razed to the ground. Taliban officials have warned of higher casualty figures, but the remoteness of the area makes it hard to provide accurate estimates. The central bank's controversial authorization of documentation issued to investors in Israeli bonds expires today. The bank has been under intense pressure from campaigners and opposition to refuse to approve prospectuses issued by Israel. However, the bank says it's legally obliged to authorise the documentation if it meets requirements. Our economic and public affairs editor David Murphy.
When countries borrow money, they usually do so by issuing bonds sold to investors. In the EU, investors in Israeli bonds are issued with documentation which is approved by the Central Bank in Ireland. The bank says it's legally obliged to sign off on the paperwork, but campaigners and the opposition are calling for the bank to stop any future authorizations, arguing it's funding Israel's activities in Gaza. Last night, the central bank declined to comment when asked if it had been requested to authorize any more Israeli bond documentation.
Dublin City Council says it's considering how to respond to the erection of tricolours on lampposts in communities across the city, which are believed to be part of a campaign by anti-immigration groups. It follows requests by a number of councillors and residents groups for the council to take action in response to the practice, which they say is an attempt to intimidate and mark territory. Our Eastern correspondent Samantha Librari.
Over the summer, lines of tricolours have appeared on the streets of a number of areas across the capital, including Ballyfermot, Coolock, Finglas and the north and south inner city, while a number of anti-immigration campaigners have posted online in support of the erection of tricolours. Ahead of tonight's monthly meeting of Dublin City Council, a number of public representatives have raised questions about the flags. Labour councillor for Dublin South Central, Dara Moriarty, said he believes the practice was intended to intimidate, while Fine Gael councillor for our town, Whitehall, Declan Flanagan, said he believes the flags are being flown to mark territory. Residents of the North Strand have also written to councillors asking for flags to be removed. In a statement to RTE News, Dublin City Council says it's considering an appropriate response and is engaging with relevant stakeholders about the issue. And it said the erection of flags on public lighting poles is not permitted without written permission from the council's public lighting services.
The Lewis operator Transdev has warned of disruption to parts of Red Line services until the end of November, following an assessment stating that George's Dock Bridge must be demolished and rebuilt following a fire. The bridge sustained what it described as significant damage due to a gas fire 2 weeks ago. Lauren O'Neill reports.
Lewis Red Line services are currently suspended between Conley and the Point due to a fire at George's Dock Bridge on the 19th of August. The Lewis operator Transdev has now said disruption will continue as an assessment has found the bridge to be structurally compromised. It said the existing bridge will be demolished and a replacement bridge will then need to be built. Transdev said its plan shows the works will be completed at the end of November, warning commuters that services between Conley and the Point will remain suspended until then. A bus service is currently in operation, covering the impacted section of the route. It runs every 10 minutes and is available within Lewis operating hours.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
There'll be widespread showers today, along with occasional sunshine. The showers will be heavy at times, highest temperatures 14 to 18 degrees, with moderate west to southwest winds.